Hello, everyone, and welcome in. Celebrating 50 years of Mitchell High football. This week we are into week number 9 as Mitchell comes off the bye week. Brody Miller, Chris Pittman today. I'm missing two of our cohorts, but we'll plug right along. It's Chris' big week, the week of the Toad River rivalry as Mitchell plays Mountain Heritage this week. Coming off the bye week, as I said, 2 weeks ago we were at Owen. A big win there, 40-7. As Kyle Pittman, our Western Sizzling WTOE player of the game, and Chris, two back-to-back wins for the Mountaineers, and things really looked good last week at Owen.
Brody, I think we're now making the turn coming here in the home stretch of the season. Last two games, I think we've played really well. I think we've done a lot of things that football teams have to do to be successful. I think we're playing with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. We're getting the football on defense, playing downhill. Pretty crisp on offense, clicking on all cylinders, blocking and tackling. And I think we finally come to a point where we have gelled and come together playing pretty good football.
Certainly. Certainly. I agree. I was very impressed against, you know, as we moved into conference play. We've talked about it the last few weeks. It's a tough patch of the schedule playing Robbinsville and then Hendersonville. But really kind of notched that up and got us up to 4-3 now, as we get ready to take on Mountain Heritage. And Chris, as we look on back, we have made it to 2018, looking down through the years of Mitchell High football. 2018, where Mitchell went 10-3. Let's talk about that first. That year, as we're now into what we know is kind of the Noah Pittman years at quarterback for the Mountaineers.
Well, Noah came in, Brody's a freshman, and started right off the bat. Noah had a couple of years of varsity experience under his belt. He had been a career quarterback coming through middle school and the youth league. He'd been quarterback. He came in as a freshman, played as a freshman and sophomore at wing and started at corner, and had put together two really good back-to-back years with the varsity football team. He took over the helm at quarterback after 4 years of Ben Young, and Noah kept right on. Noah probably had I think if we were to look in the modern era of football, probably had the highest football IQ of any quarterback we've had. I think Noah understood football really well. He'd been around it his whole life. He had a high IQ. He knew where to go with the ball and when. He was a very elusive runner. I don't think he gave up opposing defenses a chance to get a good lick on him. And Noah was a fine quarterback, too, from a passer. He had good mechanics, and he read the field, read defenses really well, and had two really fine years. His junior year is a good year. We had a really good season in the first 10 games. Winning the playoffs, I think we probably received a first-round bye.
Mm-hmm.
And then played Cherokee in the second round of the playoffs. I think there was a lot riding on that game, particularly for those of us that are left around from the year behind. We sort of had an axe to grind with Cherokee, and they knocked us out of the state championship game the year before in 17, and we avenged that loss. Played at home against Murphy in round 3 in a very cold and balmy night of football. Names tend to leave me, particularly after as long as you've been around as I have. But Murphy had two really big bruising running backs, and as the game wore on, those big running backs, I think just trying to tackle those guys every play took its toll. What was the final score in that game? Do you have that?
33-29.
So it was a close game, a heartbreaking loss. But 2018 proved again to be another year of Coach Pittman's 10-win season string there for a while. And it was a really good year. 2018 was a really good year.
It certainly was, and you know, we started out that year, played a really good Irwin team at home and lost in Ledger, and then Mitchell proceeded to win, let's see, 5 straight, lost to Mountain Heritage, and then a few more dominant wins to close out the regular season. And so, you know, that was a very solid year. And like we talked about last time, Chris, this is another stretch, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and I'll check this here in just a second. I think Murphy went on to win the state championship that year. This was the Western Regional Finals. I think we were a 2 seed. Might have been a 1, if I remember right. But I remember there was a lot of controversy over, you know, Murphy was wanting, they were wanting that higher seed, wanting to the West to run through Murphy, and they had to come over here, but they ended up beating us there. at home, but yet another year where we come so close, but still just another dominant year. Looking at our schedule, I mean, we're putting up, we're averaging about 50 points a game. I mean, we're winning 40 to 10 and 60 to 20 and stuff like that. So very good offensive era for the Mountaineers as well, right in there.
Brody, we had really, in that era, I think we had probably among the most complete high school football teams that you could have, that you could put together, because we had good quarterbacks, we had really good running backs, and we had the ability to drive the ball down the field in the air, passing it as well. And, you know, you've got to have some explosive plays along the way in any football game. And at the high school level, if you can make those explosive plays throwing the ball and just tear up big chunks of yards, it really is beneficial to your team. It's uplifting to your team. It's demoralizing to the opponent.
Certainly. And like I said a moment ago, I did look while you were talking. Murphy did go on to win the state championship that year. So that's about 3 or 4 years in a row. Add one for 2019 that we're going to talk about in a minute when East Surrey went on to win. And so, you know, that just goes to show right there where Mitchell was and right at the top of the West and one of the top 1A programs in the state right here through this 5-6 year stretch.
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, you go back, Brody, in 15 we lost in the state championship. Then in 16 we lost to the eventual champion. In 17 we lost to Cherokee. Then in 18 we lost to Murphy. And then in 19, we lost East Surrey. So, how much more unfortunate could you be?
Exactly, that's very true, and that does roll us right into 2019, a year where Mitchell went 12-2 overall, with some big wins there, made it to the Western Regional Finals. This year, we were on the road in the Western Regional Finals to take on East Surrey, but Mitchell come out and started out hot. You know, undefeated going into the week against Mountain Heritage, lost in a low-scoring game, 14-6, and that game was over there in Burnsville. And then Mitchell didn't lose again until they went to East Surrey. I felt like this was one of the more dominant years. You know, we talked about the year against Cherokee where we felt like we should have won. That was under Ben and that group, your son Jesse and some of those guys. But with this particular team, you got new faces. You kind of felt like this was their year. That they had the best shot to win a state championship.
No doubt about it, Brody. That team had probably up until 21 probably had the most dominant line across the board that Mitchell had. The guys that played up front on the 15 team were really good. This team had a really fine group of guys up front, played really well. Their front guys, their O-line, and their defensive front line, really, really, really good, really dominant. Some big guys, some strong guys, pretty athletic guys, able to make a lot of plays. And it was just a really good year to be a part of Mitchell football. Again, Noah had a tremendous year. We had good running backs, able to throw the ball down the field to Tyler McKinney. Just an explosive football team. And I know that as teams prepared to defend them, you know, they had to say, you know, let's pick our poison here. What's the lesser of all the evils that the Mitchell team presents to us? So it was a really good year. I think our coaching staff did a really good year preparing them and stuff, and just, you know, just kind of got snake bit at the end. And you know, we hate to harp on an old wound that we don't want to reopen here. But I think if there was ever a time that a Mitchell football team could say, "Hey, we got robbed," I think we got robbed at East Surrey. Yeah. Because we got a very controversial call that didn't go in our favor at the end of the game that would have given us a chance to win it with a 2-point conversion play. Garrison Phillips' feet were in. There was a picture in the paper showing that, and the ref called him out of bounds. Yeah, so,
was,
you know,
he was in by about 2 foot.
And so that was, you know, that's a very disappointing and unfortunate way for a year to end, and it kind of makes us seem like we're gloom and doomers, Debbie Downers, but the proof's in the pudding. I mean, you know, there's no question that Garris was in. It's a sad way to end the season, and the fact that, you know, we would have had a chance to either tie or win it got robbed from us right there.
And I think, you know, the discussion had already been made. You know, we're going for two. We're going to win this ball game right here. we're going to lose it trying.
Yeah.
But it is unfortunate. East Surrey went on to win the state championship against Tarboro. I remember talking to some of our coaching staff and whatever, you know, they're kind of like, well, you know, we hate we lost, but Tarboro's pretty good. Well, turns out East Surrey went to, I believe it was Chapel Hill, and rolled all over Tarboro. And so that kind of makes it even worse. You know, you think, well, you know, you played with them, and then they dominated Tarboro. But yeah, that's correct. That's definitely one time where things just did not fall our way, and they should have.
Yeah.
But certainly two good years, and you know, Mitchell, the next 2 years that we're going to talk about next week are going to be just as good. You know, Mitchell, through the COVID year, that's going to be a lot of talking in itself, the craziness we had there, and then going to the state championship again in 2021. Chris, looking at this week, as we said, Toe River rivalry and going to Burnsville to take on Mountain Heritage, always a fun week, and you know, you can kind of forget it all there for a little while when Mitchell and Mountain Heritage get together, throw the records out, what have you, because it's going to be a battle.
Well, it's Brody here in the mountains in for Mitchell football going all the way back. There's three games typically in a normal year that you put a star by. The first one is the game against McDowell. It's a border rival. It's a big game. It's now a 7A high school. They've been a large 4A high school until this year. It's a big game. The border rival against Avery. Traditionally, it's been a really tough, hard-fought ball game. And it's kind of been a back-and-forth seesaw affair. And then the game against Mountain Heritage is that third game. And it's always a hard-fought game. And stuff. It's kind of been through its peaks and valleys with regard to intensity and emotion and that kind of thing. But that's what makes it fun. I think we went through a few years where it became somewhat vicious. But I think the communities of Yancey County and Mitchell County have worked to dampen that viciousness, but at the same time keeping it competitive and fun. Mm. And it's a fun game to be a part of. Again, this year, Mountain Heritage has a fine football team. No question about that. They're in the top 10 in the state in 3A and stuff. And Coach Joy Robson retired after last year, took them to the Western Regional Championship game and lost against Corbin, who finished second to Tarboro. And Coach Jared Pope's been there a long time. He's been there, I think, 13, 14 years. He's just continued the formula that Coach Robinson laid down. He's probably not changed a whole lot. I'm sure he's put his own personal touch, but he's kept the same formula for success. It's worked for a great number of years, and he's just continuing to ride along with it, and they've got some fine players, and they're well coached.
Certainly, and I think, you know, the past 10 years or so, between Coach Pittman and Coach Joey Robinson, kind of been a coaching chess match. You know, we're going to see some things Friday, I'm sure, that neither team has run all year, just some wild trick play stuff. And, it, you know, you're always going to get something like that in a game like this. But, I hope for the Mountaineers, like we talked a minute ago, kind of turn the corner after the non-conference part of the year. Two good wins against Polk and Owen, and I hope we keep that rolling. I think it can be a ball game, if we come out and play the way that we can play, play to our potential.
Well, I think, Brody, I think, the first part of the season, we play Charlotte Latin, who has turned out to be really one of the finer teams in their division in all of North Carolina. So we played a really tough opponent out of the gate. 2 weeks later, we play Robbinsville, one of the top, the number one ranked 1A team in the state of North Carolina, and then we come behind that with Hendersonville. So we had a really tough five-game stretch early on. I think it taught us a whole lot about ourselves. I think it showed us what we could do good and what we need to work on. And so there was no false narrative to us with regard to where we needed to get better at. And I think our coaches have addressed that. And I think our kids have responded to that. And so hopefully we've turned the corner with those two first, with the second and third conference games of the season. Had a week off last week, had a chance to go back and get better at even more of the component parts of what we do, work on fundamentals, work on some depth, give some guys a chance to get reps that ordinarily wouldn't. So that helps you from this point moving forward to the end of the year. And hopefully our kids are spotted and we'll come into the game against Mountain Heritage and we'll be ready to play.
Certainly. Well, it's going to be a packed house. Always is. We hope everyone makes the trip. Always a good environment, too, over at Burnsville. Down there, kind of in the hole of E.L. Briggs Stadium. But always a fun game when Mitchell and Mountain Heritage get together.
Sure. Well, you know, the thing, Brody, that we always want to caution ourselves, everybody that's in the stadium Friday night wants to win. The unfortunate reality is one team wins and one team doesn't win. And we want to encourage the Mountaineer fans. You know, hopefully we go over there and we win the game. But whether we win or lose, we want to be on our best behavior and be the best sportsmen in the state.
Certainly. Certainly. Come out and join us. If you can't, we'll have live coverage on WTOE. Pre-game show beginning at 7. Remember, three ways you can find this on the Mitchell Mountaineer High School Football Facebook page. You can find it on the 7 o'clock hour Friday mornings on the Bruce Eichert Morning Show or in our pregame show on WTOE beginning at 7 p.m. on Friday. Thank you for joining this week, week 9, Mitchell at Mountain Heritage.